Now we're joined by the UFC featherweight champion of the world. Not often do you get to do that. And the great Alexander Volkanovski, the great, is there live in Las Vegas. How are you, Alex?
I'm very well, mate. Very well. How are you?
Mate, outstanding, but we'll get better. Now, set the scene. You're there in a little pocket in Vegas. How's the build-up been? Where exactly are you?
We're actually got this big joint. I've got this big property with, like, 20 rooms, 30 beds, with a whole crew of us. You know, all the guys, obviously, we're from Freestyle Fighting Gym, guys from City Kickboxing, and our physios and all the coaches. And yeah, we're not too far off the strip, but, you know, we've got our own pool, basketball court, mate. You know, we are just soaking it up. It's good to be here, all feeling good, enough for my good energy, and ready to do work this weekend.
I tried asparagus once, didn't like it, but I gave it a go. I gave it the benefit of the doubt. I went back the second time, awful again. Holloway has been to the world twice. Why on earth would he want to go back for a third time?
Man, like, hey, we're all competitors, right? We're, you know, that competitive instinct. You know, he wants to try and get that belt back. If I was in his position, I'd be exactly the same. You know, I mean, that's just how it is, you know. And he's, that's why he was stubborn and made sure no one was taking that number one contender spot from him, so he could get a third chance. The only reason why he's getting it, you know what I mean? So, you know, he's sort of lucky to be in a position he is, but at the same time, he still earned it. There's no one else. He showed he's the number one contender, and he's the next guy, so he gets another chance. But, hey, like you said, you know, if it tastes bad the first two times, I think it's going to taste bad the third time too. You know, nothing's going to change.
Exactly right, Maxie. I'm not having asparagus for the third time. It's not going to taste good. I know that much. Now, if you win this featherweight champion of the world, you remain. Now, there's talk around you going up to the lightweight division. Is that the case?
Yeah, man, that's something I definitely want to do. I've talked about it a few times. I've never really called for it, but I'm starting to call for it. I think that's next. You know what I mean? I'll go out and take a Max for a third time. You know, that puts me in a good position to start asking for stuff. And you know, Dana White, the president of UFC, has said it himself. You know, like, he goes, mate, if he wants that, he can get it. You know what I mean? Like, he's putting himself in a position he can do whatever he wants. You know what I mean? So, yeah, keep him busy and doing what I'm doing and taking out the guys I'm taking out, you know, puts me in a good position, not only to look after my family and legacy and all that type of stuff, but, you know, I can call for things. You know what I mean? Puts me in a good position to see what I want, and then give me what I want as well. You know what I mean? I'm not a greedy man, but I want another shiny belt.
Well, we're greedy back home here. Is there any chance we can have the great Alexander Volkanovski fight locally here at one of these big, great stadiums?
Oh, man, I think that's, yeah, definitely. That's something that what I want. And as I just said, you know, when I go out and do what I plan on doing this week, I feel like I can call the shots. So, you know, that's something I'm definitely going to call for. I want to defend that belt, or I want to fight for a belt, whether it's a lightweight title, whatever it is. I want to do that in Australia, and sell out a stadium, arena, whatever it is. But a stadium would be credible, and that's something that I would probably ask for as well.
Well, Georgie Kambosos had it, and you'd have exactly the same thing. It'd be great scenes here in Australia. But you mentioned the plan. Now, what is the plan? How do you see yourself winning this fight? Does it go the journey? Is it a points decision again? Do you knock him out in a particular round? How does it play out, Alex?
It's a tough one. You know, I've said this before in a lot of my other fights with him, that, you know, I'm going to finish him. And I just said that because I knew that's what people would know. I always knew that he's durable and he's hard to finish. He's got a granite chin that he's known for. He's known for this chin. Mm. So for me to just say I'm going to finish him, you'd be sort of foolish to say it. But he does take too much damage. I've touched on that. He's took a lot of damage in his last fights as well. And that chin can't hold up forever. And where I'm at right now, not only skill-wise, everything, my headspace, all that type of stuff, what I'm going to capitalize on them opportunities, because I'm going to find that chin. I'm going to find it hard. And let's see if that chin holds up. If it holds up, that grit of the chin would be legendary, and people still be talking about it. If not, I finish it. Because I'm telling you one thing, I can promise you I'm finding that chin, and I'm going to find it regularly, and I'm going to find it hard.
Yeah,
let's see if it holds up.
I think what the listeners really want to know, Alex, is what round will you find this chin in? That's what we need to know here.
I'm finding it every round. And now I'm finding it every round, and it's up to you guys to see if this chin holds up.
Beautiful.
So put it this way, I'm finding it.
Beautiful.
We landed big on it. It's up to you guys to get what round. But again, he has shown that he's durable. We both showed that we're durable. We both showed that, you know, we're obviously high-level fighters with high fight IQ. So, you know, to say that you're just going to finish someone easily would be silly to say that, for him to say that and for me to say that. But it definitely has the potential of being finished and a fight of the night contender.
Big card, Adesanya on the same card. How do we expect him to go?
Man, I think he's just going to be too much, man. Izzy's on a whole nother level. You know, I got respect for Cannonier, but I mean, Izzy's going to go do his thing. You know, I'm repping his shirt right now, you know what I mean? I'm looking forward to being on the same card as him, you know what I mean? This is huge for our region, you know what I mean? So, you know, you'll probably never see something like this ever again. So it's a pretty incredible. Well, we haven't seen it yet, you know what I mean? So this is going to be the first time you'll see two champions from our side of the world fighting on the same card, co-main and main event. It's incredible, and we're both going to be doing a good showing. And, you know, I know Izzy will be finishing the night with a bang.
Awesome.
I'll start the finish with bang.
Yeah.
And then he'll finish it with a real bang as well.
Bang, bang. Love that. Now, just before we let you go, the great Warilla Gorilla was involved in the Blues camp. You'd be very pleased to see that we got the win in game two. Did you get to see the game?
I didn't, because I was over here in America, so it would have been like probably 3 a.m. or something like that. So I wasn't able to stay up for it. But it was funny because I know you'll probably see it on the embedded tomorrow. I was wearing this maroon shirt, maroon shoes on Saturday. I was going to take it to the fight, and then I remembered it was Sunday in Australia, State of Origin Day. I was wearing it. I was like, that's it. Taking it off. Because there's no way I was wearing maroons on the State of Origin Day. So, I missed it. But, I mean, obviously, I as soon as I woke up, got on the social media and seen what happened and seen that the Blues dominated.
What was that experience like being part of that crew? What did you do with the team?
Oh, man, it's been incredible. We've done a couple of weeks at City Kickboxing as well, so the energy was good then. You know, that's why we went there as well, obviously for the training partners and obviously the high level training and things like that. But I mean, just to feel that energy, you know, that team camaraderie and, you know, what we're going to feel fight week, what we're going to feel fight night. So it's been incredible, man. And even going and seeing him, there's four of us that are fighting this week. So he's already fought. That's one. Brad Riddell's going to make it two. I'm going to make it three. He's going to make it four. It's going to be a clean sweep. So I cannot wait to celebrate after that as well.
I love that. Final question to celebrate. Last time you were over there, you celebrated, you went to the Las Vegas Raiders up on the big screen. You had the belt there. It was great scenes. What's the plan of attack? You win this one? Is there somewhere you're going?
Oh, man, there's nothing big on at the moment. Like when we're talking about no stadiums to go to, I don't think there's any big sporting events. But, I mean, it is International Fight Week over here. It's the 4th of July. A couple of days after as well, so there'll be plenty happening. We're going to soak up everything, soak up the wins, because we're here for a few days. Everyone's here for a few days, so we've got a big joint here, so we'll be celebrating here 4th of July, I'd say, soaking up the strip straight after the fight. We'll see what's in store, but I mean, we've got an after party planned, so we're going to enjoy our victories and enjoy ourselves and probably come home with a hangover, but it'll be well worth it.
Okay, next time we have the chat, it won't be before the fight, it'll be at the after party. That's what we really need to see. But Alexander the Great, Volkanovski, big fight coming up. Max Holloway, Max, I'm telling you now, the asparagus will not taste any better for the third attempt. Go well, Alex. We appreciate your time here.
All right, I appreciate you guys. Thank you.